The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Civil rights abuses in Virginia were part of the reason Congress passed the Voting Rights Act in 1965. The state had been dominated by racist politicians who sought to disenfranchise minorities. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says some officials in the state still try to put up barriers on Election Day.
Evidence of some of the lines at polling stations and other problems we've had, not just in Virginia but around the country, and efforts to try to restrict voting by use of extra identification. I get worried when the Supreme Court acts in this fashion.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the good news is that the court didn't take out the core of the Voting Rights Act. They did, however, remove the part of the law requiring states like Virginia to get federal approval before changing voting laws. Kaine says localities should now fill that void themselves.
I would encourage every jurisdiction currently covered to continue to submit their changes to DOJ for preclearance, and to do it to show that their constituents, that they're not afraid of being reviewed, to make sure they're protecting the voting rights of all.
In July, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to hold hearings into the court's decision. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Lasla.